Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Three Way of Awesome. I am Matt, and I am here with the newly red-skinned Stefan.
I am like Zoidberg from Futurama.
You are majorly sunburned.
It is terrible.
Leaper's not here because, Stefan, did you know this? Leaper's only 13.
Apparently.
Yeah, his parents were like really mad at us because we always have him out so late doing the podcast, and they don't like what he talks about on here.
Yep.
So he's going to be here, you know, every other week when his parents let him. I hear he's getting a good yelling at right now.
Yeah, that umbilical cord, probably that's pretty dirty. How they surgically attach that to someone else, I do not know.
Probably use bolts, or they weld it.
Yeah, maybe. That's
weld
possible.
Weld the umbilical cord. They welded Tyler's back on.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
So how was your trip to Kansas City?
I enjoyed the trip, but I did not like the amusement park we went to. It was terrible. It's Schlitterbahn, I'm sure people...
You wear the scar as well.
Yes. Like I said, I look like Zoidberg. It's terrible. It literally hurts to wear a shirt. Like, and the tops of my feet probably got it the worst, surprisingly, and so I'm not wearing any shoes because it hurts like hell. I went to the store today. That hurt to walk. I walk all funny. Yeah. So yeah, I'm hoping this goes away by SGC.
Yeah, because we leave in like...
Three days. Yeah, something like that.
I started my new job on Saturday.
How'd that go?
It's pretty good. There's not a lot of employees there. There's 5 employees. There's the general manager, assistant manager, a full-time employee, and then 2 part-time, and I'm one of the part-timers.
Nice.
And he was really cool. Like, while I was watching the training video, my manager comes in and goes, "Boring, damn."
Yeah.
And then he came back in and he looked at someone. He's like, "Look at that boner sitting there."
That's funny.
Or he'd come and be like, "Oh, dude, she's really hot." No, never mind. But it seems like it's gonna be pretty cool. Maybe I should see if I can get you a job there.
Maybe
if you want one.
Maybe we'll see.
We'll see. Because I know he mentioned
feels like
that,
once or twice a weekday job. Maybe
I know that he mentioned that he needed more people. So
what do you do there?
Ring people up and mix paint.
Okay.
There's some other stuff too, but the majority of it is like putting paint into a mixer or something and mixes the colors for you and stuff.
Gotcha.
It seems a lot like pretty confusing at first because it just jobs always are.
Yeah.
Like their computer system was kind of confusing, but once I get it down, I think it's going to be pretty easy.
Yeah.
And they have like 10 tests you can take online. And if you take all those tests in 3 months, they give you a 50-cent raise. And if I get that means I'll be making over $1 more than I was at Panera.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, fast food restaurants are the shits when it comes to pay.
Yeah, they are. Unfortunately, you know, they're the ones that hire you when you're in high school.
Yeah.
So, I'm just really glad to be out of the food business.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I love not working with... Even though, you know, they're like, "Well, you're working with paint." I'm like, trust me, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, food's just... terrible. I mean, you got high demand of people all the time. I mean, well, not all the time, but obviously you screw up that food, they're going to have to wait any longer, they're going to complain. You got to mess around with all these different foods, make it a certain way, plus it smells, it makes your clothes smell.
Yeah.
It's
I worked 5 hours on Saturday and I didn't smell like anything. I didn't even smell like paint, you know?
Yeah.
So I had a fun-ass day Saturday because not only was I up really late the night before on my B-day, you know, swimming and stuff. But then, so I was up to like 5 and I had to get up at 9 to go to work. So I'm tired as hell the whole time. I'm like going through all these training stuff. And I get home and I'm trying to make sure Tom remembers where we're meeting for SGC in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Tom, do you remember where and when we're meeting for SGC?" And he goes, "Not a clue." I'm like, "I told you twice. Why do I always have to hold your hand?" So I tell him and that annoyed me. And then, so I'm trying to finally fucking take a nap. And I cannot take a nap. My phone keeps ringing. I keep getting texts. So eventually I turn my phone off. And then my mom knocks on my door. I'm like, "Okay, yes." Hands me the letter and goes, you have jury duty."
Oh, great.
I'm like, "Oh, fucking great." It's not till late July. But what a shitty nap. Trying to make sure before I take a nap to make sure Tom can fucking remember something for once. Then I get all these phone calls. I don't know why. I never get fucking phone calls when I try and take a nap. But I did. And then, finally, peace and quiet, and I get jury duty. I'm like, "Fuck this." And I just got out of bed. I'm like, "I'm not napping." Whatever. All right, you ready for this news experiment?
Go for it.
All right, let's give this a shot. You know what I just realized is this podcast is going to sound a lot better because Leaper's not fucking banging on the table.
Yep.
He's not drumming on it.
I actually thought of that.
He's not playing with his keys. He's not moving his mic stand 12 times. Like, there's moving your mic stand to make it more comfortable, and then there's, like, fucking playing with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, so since Leaper, you know, told me so late that his parents wouldn't let him come,
yep.
I don't have news stories. So we're gonna free ball it, as Leaper's saying.
Free ball.
So let me try. I'm on dig. We're going to try and find something, all right? This is an experiment here. Because, you know, I like to have my stories before I get here because I hate doing this, but give it a shot. All right, first story. My computer froze.
Damn it.
We're off to a great start. I can give you the headline.
I actually have a story.
Okay.
That I can share here.
Okay.
While you look for something.
That'd be great.
Apparently, a bill has been passed for Obama to be able to, or any president after him, so Obama and any president that follows, to be able to shut down the internet for at least 4 months at a time. At least.
Fuck.
He has that ability. It's mainly for, like, you know, if we're in a war or something, they can shut down parts of the internet or from certain areas or et cetera, but he now has the ability to completely shut down the internet.
That's not cool. Because I know Australia passed an internet censorship bill about 8 months ago or something, and I'm like, oh, that wouldn't happen here. I'm like, as much as people are, like, afraid of the internet, there's too many people that go, well, it's a free country, and
yeah,
apparently that's not going to happen.
Yeah, apparently it's been passed, and
it's just, and the thing is, the internet's not, it's not a country, you know?
Yeah.
It's throughout the whole world.
Yeah.
A bunch of different sites are, so it's like, how can you police something that's not technically American soil?
Yeah.
I see, like, comments all the time where someone's like, just shut up, and they go, what? It's a free country. It's like, no, it's not. You're not in a country. You're on the internet. You could be on a freaking, you can be on a UK site or anything, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, apparently China has that type of thing where they can do that as well.
China's is really bad.
Yeah.
All right. I got my story, though. Naked man busted in library sink with 4 pounds of Parmesan cheese. Daryl Bess likes to be around good books, has an appreciation for international foods and music, and believes in cleanliness. By most accounts, he seems like the man of refinement. Yet Cincinnati police say that on Wednesday, Bess, 52, was found bathing naked in a library restroom sink while in possession of 4 pounds of Parmesan cheese and 2 stolen CDs. He was also in alleged possession of 2 knives, which police deemed weapons. No shit.
Yeah.
But I see as necessary for proper cheese shavings. So there you go. Daryl Bess found naked in sink with cheese.
Interesting.
Already off to a better news this than Leaper's ever done. All right. All right, dig.com. Let's.
I got a discussion piece until you get to the next one.
Okay.
Did you know the QTs now, the gas stations?
Yeah.
They have a milkshake machine. I know you don't really care for, you know, milkshakes, I guess, because you don't like milk, obviously, but.
No,
like,
I'm fine with milkshakes.
But they have, like, an instant milkshake machine. Like, they have a little freezer where you can pick, like, a cup that has, like, frozen ice cream or whatever in it.
Yeah.
And you get, like, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. And then they have, like, cookies and cream and, like, Butterfingers. And they also have, it's also a smoothie machine. And you pick your cup, you put it in this, like, little metal holder, and it goes up into the machine. You hear, like, grinding for, like, a minute. It's like, I don't know, and it comes out just like a milkshake you'd get at Dairy Queen. They're delicious.
Wow.
It's like 2 for $4. That's a pretty good deal when you consider it, like, or compare it to Dairy Queen. They were delicious.
That's,
I had the
cool
cookies and cream.
Okay, I don't know why, but Dig is just being a fuck right now.
Dig's being a douche.
I mean, really, it is being a real pain in the ass. It won't let me go to the next page and shit like that.
Yeah, Dig's like a dick.
Well, Dig's only an asshole when I want to use it on the podcast. When I'm looking up my notes, it's fine. It doesn't have any problems. But now it's just being a douche.
A dingleberry. A dingling. Dig
okay.
Dug. The
okay,
game.
We'll find something here. Did you see that Obama released... or replaced a 4-star general because he slammed the president and vice president in an interview with Rolling Stone?
I did not.
General something McChrystal was interviewing with Rolling Stone and said a bunch of, like, not just like political bad things, just like bad things in general you would say to a person.
Yeah.
To Rolling Stone, and so Obama fired him.
Bad move on his part.
Yeah. And even like even like staunch Republicans were like, you can't fucking do that. You can't talk about the president like that.
That guy was not very smart, apparently.
Okay. So apparently there's a little reception issue with the new iPhone. Mm-hmm. You know how it has like those steel bands on the back?
Yeah.
Apparently if you hold it with the bands against your palm, you lose reception.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and they're saying, just don't hold it like that. That's all you hold the back of your damn phone.
Didn't the original iPhone like have problems at the start too?
I think so.
And they're just...
Well, too many companies are trying to release like new cutting-edge technologies when they don't have it down all the way yet.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at fucking PS3 and Xbox especially. You know, their stuff's always breaking.
Yeah.
And PS3 hasn't made money on theirs because it costs so much to make.
Yeah. They're all trying to beat the punch.
And the Wii has kind of stayed with the technology curve, and they're making a ton of money.
Yeah.
But they're just not as technologically advanced.
Indeed.
Australia to ban ultra skinny models. I think that's all we need.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't disagree, but that's just kind of a weird thing to just randomly ban.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
it is.
Let's see all the problems in the world. Let's see. Let's ban ultra skinny models. Like, I agree that you shouldn't have freaking women like starving to death for to be a model and puking their brains out and whatnot and practicing unhealthy things just to lose weight, but it can't be like one of the worst problems we have these days, but good for them, I guess.
Hey, this might work for us and when we're doing our new project next month. Top 10 social media power friending tips. It sounds like something like trying to get a bunch of friends, but this is actually how to get your business to stand out in social networking. So number one is act authentically. Apparently this is from someone's point of view. A few years, I worked as a social media consultant with Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins hungry.
As a leading speaker, entrepreneur, and coach, he is one of the busiest people I know. Still today, Tony has time to manage many of his own social media efforts. As an active Twitter user, he shares honest and compelling personal and professional messages. When he recently celebrated his 50th birthday, he took the time to record a friendly audio message for his fans. Being honest, accessible, and authentic is a key ingredient to social media success. Make time. That's probably obviously like make the time to actually get on there and talk to the people that are following you. Something I've been bad at lately with our social networking is be consistent. I post like once every 2 weeks or something. Four, tell stories. I've told lines. Like I said, everyone on the podcast has an overactive funk gland. Five, plan ahead. Nah, you don't need that. Six, embrace criticism. Well, if they don't like the show, they can get out. Seven, listen well. Eight, create a policy. I have no idea what that means, and I don't feel like reading the two paragraphs for it. Nine, go mobile, so bring it with you on your mobile device. I don't plan on doing that, though, because I don't do anything interesting. Going to work, mix and paint. 10, have fun.
Yay, fun.
Fucking Chip up there scratching the fucking carpet.
I know. It's scary.
It's like he's trying to break in, because he knows the door is locked, so he's just going to... Oh, dude, funny story. My dad has, like, this big industrial strength fan out there, so just to air out the garage, and he turned it on, and Chip was standing in front of it, and it's, like, a really powerful fan. It's blowing all his hair back. Yeah. He has his eyes closed.
That's funny.
But when he turned it off, there was, like, I think there was, like, a leaf or something caught in there, so it was making a little scratching sound. Chip thought something was in there, and his ears perked up right away, and he's, like, running around this thing, and he's, like, up on it, like, trying to look inside of it.
That's funny.
Trying to see if there's, like, something actually stuck in there. It's hilarious. Get him. Trying to find something. Lego Facebook.
Yeah, they're making a Facebook movie. Why? I have no idea. I don't know. There's a trailer out there. I didn't watch it because I didn't care.
All right. I'll bite on this story here. Breastfeeding is creepy, says Parenting Magazine. An article describing breastfeeding as creepy, written by the deputy editor of a leading parenting magazine, has caused widespread outrage on the internet and prompted protest to the Press Complaints Commission. Under the headline, "I Formula Fed, So What?", Catherine Blundell says in this month's Mother and Baby that she bottle-fed her child from birth because I wanted my body back. And some wine, in parentheses. I also wanted to give my boobs at least a chance to stay on my chest rather than dangling around my stomach. God damn it.
Yes.
I started laughing at the end of that. I don't know if it's usable. She goes on to say, they're part of my sexuality too. Not just breasts. Fuck, I bumped my mic. Not just breasts, but fun bags.
Awesome.
And when you have that attitude, and I admit I made no attempts to change it, seeing your teeny tiny innocent baby latching on where only a lover has been before feels, well, a little creepy. She concedes that there are all the studies that show breastfeeding reduces the risk of breast cancer for you and stomach upsets and allergies for your baby, but even the convenience of and supported health benefits from breast milk couldn't induce me to stick my nipple in a bawling baby's mouth.
Yes.
We have way too many clips of me already. You should have read this.
I gotta say, I don't know, I mean, that's her personal opinion. I don't believe everybody, I don't know. I don't know whether I agree or disagree. I guess I'm kind of indifferent because that's more of like a personal decision.
It is, but she said something like, it's kind of creepy or... She doesn't want her baby there, and she wants some wine or something. So, you know, you can't drink and then breastfeed your baby. But yeah. Isn't that kind of the thing you do when you become a parent? You kind of sacrifice stuff you used to have because you're raising a child now.
Yeah, and that's why I can disagree with it, because, I mean, that's the way it is. It's just the way of life. That's how it's supposed to be, but... At the same time, you know, I guess if she didn't want to be a parent, but she kept the baby, maybe she still wants her.
Yeah. So
body,
I
don't know.
I mean, as long as there is formula for an option, I mean, I guess it's not evil or bad or anything. But at the same time, it's like, well, I just want some wine, you know? That's why I didn't want to breastfeed my kid. It's like, shouldn't you try and give your kid a good start, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of that before I say any more lines that I'm going to be putting on here soon. Okay, I cannot in conscience do that story, so I'm going to have to show you that one later. That's awful. I don't even want to read the line. I don't want to be associated with that story. And last time I did this, I found a good story. Yeah, Facebook the movie.
There it is.
All right, I got two. Both have to do with food. So we're going to start this off with six strange but delicious food combinations. Okay, number one is potato chips in salad sandwiches. A nice tuna salad or chicken salad sandwich is a wonderful thing. But all that yummy mayo can make the bread soggy. Why not add some crunch?
Interesting.
Number two, coffee in yogurt. That's pretty odd. That's not Leaper showing up, is it?
I don't know. Let me look.
Did you hear his car? Yeah, go look, because I don't have his mic in. He'll have to share a mic with me or you. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I heard Leaper's car. He has a very loud car. It's very distinct, so it's not like we're just jumping up at any car. It might be him. It might not be him. Stefan's going to find out. If it takes Stefan a while to come back, it's probably him. Stefan's not back yet. It might be him. We'll see. We will see. Nope. No leaper. Yeah, because that was going to be weird, because I can't, like, stop and put his mic in, you know? Is it one of my neighbor's friends? My neighbor's friends have been fucking annoying lately. They keep driving up with, like, their bass all the way up and making my dog bark right now. Hold on, let me go take care of this. Entertain the fans.
Hello, people. How are you? I just want you to know it's just you and me.
All right, I'm back.
Damn it. We'll have to continue this next time.
Number three, cheddar cheese and apple pie.
That's a little odd.
Number four, peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
That's weird.
Number five, salted watermelon.
Hmm.
And number six, cayenne pepper and mango.
Interesting.
Next up is another, hey, it's another top six. Six spicy foods you're going to regret eating.
Oh, yeah.
Curry Hell and the Bollywood Burner, the world's hottest curries.
Oh, God.
It looks hot. Just the look of it. It just, like, it's just red and hot. The Four Horsemen Burger. From Chunky's Burgers in San Antonio, Texas. Nice. Oh, my God. It's just, like, it's a burger with onion, then a bunch of different peppers, and hot sauce.
That sounds delicious, actually. Like, if it wasn't, like, you know, like, fucking shit yourself hot, I'd want to try that.
West African pepper soup.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pepper soup.
The world's hottest chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago, Illinois, apparently.
This reminds me of that freaking video where that guy eats that pepper. I think it's fake. But then, like, it gets hot and, like, turns them black at the end. You know what I'm saying? That really hot pepper.
I think I do. I recall something about this.
It goes, like, hour by hour or something. All of a sudden, like, 24 hours later, it's just he's black. But I think it's fake.
The hottest thing in the world, Blair's 16 million reserve. It's actually just a bottle of pure capsaicin, the chemical that makes all chili peppers hot. Why would you keep a bottle of just pure capsaicin? That can't be nuts. Good. It can't have really any use. It would probably just destroy everything you eat. All right, so that's enough for this news experiment here. Let's move on to sports, where I am prepared. All right, first, let's start off with the World Cup.
Bees!
Uruguay took down South Korea, so Uruguay moves on to the round of eight.
Uruguay.
No, Uruguay.
No, Uruguay.
Oh, my God, gay!
Oh, my God, Uruguay.
Indeed.
The United States lost a heartbreaker to Ghana. So, United States is out of the World Cup.
No!
Disappointingly, I mean, they should have beaten Ghana. But, I guess they didn't. England got crushed by Germany, and Mexico got destroyed by Argentina.
Do you think that's where gonorrhea came from?
From Ghana?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, some place named Rhea in Ghana got it on. Like, oh man, what the hell is this we have? This is gonorrhea. Man, it burns when I pee.
All right, so baseball standings. The Tampa Bay Rays have fallen to third place in their division, but they're only 2.5 games out of first place. So it's just really tight at the top of their division. The Cubs are in fourth place in their division, eight and a half games behind Cincinnati. And Leapers Diamondbacks are in last place in their division. 15.5 games behind first place.
You never know. One Maybe they're a diamond in the rough.
Arizona D-backs, or as I like to call them, the Arizona D-bags.
What's D-bags stand for?
D-bags?
Yeah.
Douchebags.
Ah!
don't bring Diamondbacks in this. College World Series here in the great city of Omaha, Nebraska, is down to two teams. It's down to UCLA and South Carolina. So the Bruins and the Cocks.
Brewing some cocks over here. In Omaha, Nebraska, we are brewing some cocks.
And neither of those teams have actually won a College World Series championship. So in the last year of Rosenblatt Stadium, one of those teams is going to walk away with their first championship.
There will be a winner at the end of this, Cotton.
There will be. I know we talked about it. The longest Wimbledon match ever. 11 hours and 5 minutes over 3 days. John Isner defeated Nicholas Mahut 70-68. In the fifth set.
Yeah, that was intense.
Like, here's the sets. This is crazy. 6-4, 3-6, 6-7, 7-6, 70-68.
Yeah. I watched part of that last set. Like, I watched, like, a couple hours of the night before it ended. It ended the next morning when they restarted, or when they continued. On, like, the third day of that set, I think.
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you play that long?
I have no idea.
Because when we were playing doubles tennis, I mean, I guess I wasn't exhausted, but I wouldn't want to play for another...
And singles tennis is much worse, because you got to run back and forth, back and forth,
so not only is it singles tennis, but, I mean, how long did we play? Like an hour and a half?
Yeah, we didn't play very long.
So we would have played like another 9.5 hours if we wanted to play 11 hours.
Yeah. That's
fucking crazy. We should try that one day. Just try and play 11 hours and 5 minutes of tennis.
I've played like... 2 or 3 hours of tennis and singles tennis, and it is, by the fifth game, I was like fucking dead. They gotta be well trained for that shit.
Yeah.
John Isner was freaking upset, like that second night when Mahut, at the end of the night, Mahut's like, I can't see, so, you know, then that's when it got delayed. Isner was like so pissed off because he's like, I'm just sick of coming, like shit. He's tired. He just wants to finish it.
That's right.
Finish him.
I can never get his last name right. Fedor Emelianenko. The UFC fighter. I can never get that last name. Loses to Fabrico Werdum.
Fabrico.
Now, the thing is, Fedor hasn't lost in 10 years.
Jeez.
And he lost... in 1 minute and 9 seconds into the first round.
Man, either he had a bad night or this other guy's really fucking good.
Apparently he came in there really cocky and knocked Fabrico down, but just walked right into his guard and put an armbar and a triangle choke on him.
Damn.
A lot of people were saying, like I saw this on Facebook, they're like, oh God, Federer's first loss. This isn't his first loss, it's his second. I mean, he lost in controversial fashion because of a cut stoppage 10 years ago. Wow. But he still lost. I mean, it's still a loss. So, you know, I see a lot of people that I know don't watch MMA.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, my main man. And it's always like Fedor or Chuck Liddell or fucking Kimbo Slice.
Kimbo.
And Kimbo was fighting someone. He was fighting Houston Alexander, who's from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hmm.
And I saw a bunch of people from Omaha go, come on, Kimbo. It's like, oh, fuck you. And Kimbo won that match, and he shouldn't have won it, but...
That guy's so ginormous. Oh, my God. He's like a bear. Yeah. I saw him train once. He's like...
I watched that match, and it wasn't really Kimbo that won it. It was fucking Houston that lost it. Yeah. I know it sounds like sour grapes, but Houston's... He comes in hard and strikes.
Yeah.
But he was kind of dancing on the outside, trying to put in submissions and stuff, and mm-hmm. Dana White, the UFC president, was fucking pissed off after that match, because he's like, that's not how you fight. You don't fight like that. That's not your style, and you made the match completely boring, and then you lost. Damn it, Houston, why? All right. Last week we talked about, or was it 2 weeks ago? I don't remember. Allen Iverson's planning a comeback, because you can just plan those things.
Yeah.
So this is 7 athletes who didn't know when to quit. Number one is Chuck Liddell. He should have quit after UFC 97. His UFC career was 12 years long.
Yeah.
It's pretty long for a UFC career. Number two is Jerry Rice. He should have retired in 2003.
Yeah, that guy's old.
Yeah. He had 21 seasons in the NFL.
Jeez.
Yeah. Number three, Willie Mays, 22 seasons in Major League Baseball. Should have retired in 1972. I wish it would have said, like, when they did retire.
Makes me think of Major League when Wesley Snipes plays Willie Mays. Willie Mays Hayes.
Number four, Evander Holyfield. He had a 26-year-long boxing career.
Dear God, how does that guy even, like, he's got to look like just a pile of flesh.
You know, Evander Holyfield actually doesn't look too bad for a boxer.
He must be really good.
Should have retired in 2002, so shit. Michael Jordan, 15 seasons in the NBA. Should have retired in 98, but I think he played until like 03 or something.
Yeah, he came back and what was he, part of the Wizards or something like that?
Yeah, the Wizards. Yeah, that was not cool.
Yeah, he should have just retired when he was still glorified as the Bulls guy.
Number six, someone I don't know anything about, Chris Chelios, NHL career, 26 seasons. Should have retired in 2008, 2009. He's still playing? God damn. This guy's been playing longer than we've been alive. A lot longer than we've been alive. Six whole more years. That's crazy. Number seven, Ric Flair. Wrestling career, 38 years. They say should have retired in 2008, which is when he, quote-unquote, retired.
Yeah.
I think he should have retired after Evolution.
Yeah.
Because the last few years were, you know, he could hold his own, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah. I was thinking of, like, him or Hulk Hogan. They're just so old.
It's like, there's a point, like, I'm still at the point with Sting where I know he's old, but I still want to see him wrestle.
Yeah.
He's still worth seeing.
Yeah.
Even though I like Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan, I can't stand seeing him anymore.
Yeah.
You are so old. And it's not a bad thing, but just retire, you know? You're done.
One guy that I like to see more from, DDP.
I know.
Yeah, he kind of fizzled out there.
He started his career old.
Yeah, he was like 35 when he like started or something, or 30-something when he started, and his career didn't take off till like 40 or something. Like,
yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's old to start.
Yeah.
Like, most people now start when they're like 19, 20. All right, after Algeria's match with the United States a few days ago, apparently a female reporter unprovokingly was slapped by an Algerian player.
What the hell?
Apparently, it says he was unprovoked, so he just walked up and fucking slapped her. But to her defense, she hit him back. Those Algerians.
They're monsters.
All right, you ready to move on to some video games?
Let's do it.
That radical. Stefan.
What's up?
They just can't do it. They just can't get it right.
Who's that?
Microsoft.
What's wrong now?
The new Xbox 360 Slim gets the red brick of death.
The red brick now?
The red brick.
The hell is that?
The power brick won't work.
Wow.
This guy got the red brick of death 2 days after he received his Xbox 360 Slim.
Jeez.
And they said, just unplug everything and plug it back in. Nothing. And when you turn the Xbox on, you know the brick's supposed to be green?
Yeah.
It stays red.
Huh.
And when the Xbox is idle, it's yellow or like orange.
Yeah.
It stays red. It stays red the whole time.
Jeez.
And they can't get power to the Xbox.
I swear.
The thing is, though, I would like to move on to the PS3 or something. I just don't like anything on the PS3. Nothing entices me.
Yep.
Like, I like everything on the Xbox. I like Gears. I like fucking Halo.
Mm-hmm.
I like... Is Crackdown multi-system? I don't think so. Wasn't it a Microsoft Game Studios game?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
Xbox.
I want to play Crackdown 2. I like Xbox Live. I think it's perfect. I think it's fucking streamlined.
Yeah.
I think they did a great job on Xbox Live. Every time I see someone play on the PlayStation Network, it just doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
So, man, if PS3 could just make their online up to par, they've come a long way. I mean, because at first their online was shit. Everyone's like, "Well, it's free." I'm like, "Well, it's shit." Now it's free and it's actually decent. But they need a multiplayer game, like a shooter or something, that I really want to play. I guess we could play like Call of Duty or Battlefield or something, but the Halo is not there. Halo's the staple, man.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. That's how I felt for a long time. I just wish, I don't know. I honestly, there's no other real like solution, because I know obviously those games aren't going to become multi-platform.
Yeah.
And Halo's going to be done here after Reach, unless Microsoft hires some other developer to make 4, which wouldn't surprise me. It's Microsoft, but yeah. I don't know. I just wish Microsoft would do something, like make a system that frickin' works. That's not that hard. In the old days, all those systems would work for years and years and years through tons of like games and play and all that kinds of stuff, and now it's just like, I don't know what the hell their problem is. It's because they probably do shit in sweatshops in China.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fucking true. They try and make them as cheap as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, PS3, they're made overseas, but they're made in Japan.
Yeah.
With the Sony actually overseeing it. Whatever. By the way, it was a slow week for video game news. Like after E3, because all the shit came out about E3.
Yeah.
And now no one has anything to say.
So, I actually have something. I tried the Crackdown 2 demo.
How was it?
It was all right. It's more Crackdown.
Right. It's just more Crackdown.
Yeah, in my opinion, it's just more Crackdown. Like, I don't know. Austin and I both, like, we liked it and we played it, but it just seemed like, I mean, it's only a 30-minute long demo, so, you know, you have only so long to get your shit up, and then it's a race, and then you got to get your shit up, and then a race. And it's fun, but, yeah, it's more Crackdown, which isn't a bad thing, but as of now, there's more to be desired on my part, but I'm still planning on getting the game.
Yeah, you're going to get it.
Yeah. I still think the actual game will be better, but as of now, like, I don't know. I'm curious to see what the reviews are, because I hope to death that Crackdown isn't one of those games that the sequel's just, like, a pile of shit, you know?
Yeah. I would like a video game system. I have a working PlayStation 1 with Final Fantasy 9, Gex, and Twisted Metal. I could play some Gex. I played the Crackdown 2 demo. I played Gex.
Yeah, I'm still on Gex right now.
I will get myself a Slim when I have the money.
Yeah.
Better not fucking Red Brick of Death.
Yeah, I hope they have like some fix for that.
I will fucking rage.
And the thing is, like, I know for like the Red Ring, they give you 3 years warranty, but They're still going until 2015 is what they're planned or rumored. At least they were gonna have the 360 last till 2015, which is great and all, but
that's a long fucking time.
Yeah, that's like 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years for one system.
And you know,
I don't have a problem with it, but damn.
And yeah, that's what I was gonna say. And that's great and all, but if your system is known to break, like everybody's 360 Red Rings eventually.
Yeah.
And you give a 3 year warranty, that's pretty bad. I say they should give it till their next console comes out, because fuck, my warranty's done now. I think in July it expires, and yeah, that just
mine's
sucks
done
balls.
Too.
And they always make it seem like they're fixed. Like the Red Ring percentage has gone down. Well, you know what? It still fucking happens. And now you got a red brick to deal with.
I saw a chart, and it was when the first edition Xboxes came out. The percentage of it breaking the first time before you get it fixed or whatever was 48%.
And now what's it, like 20% or something?
Well, and then when you got it fixed, the chance of it breaking again was like 32%.
Huh.
Then with the another edition Xbox
like
came out.
Like Elite or something?
It wasn't the Elite quite yet. It was like
a new...
It was just a remade version.
Yeah, okay.
Chances of it breaking the first time were like 30%. But getting it fixed and the chances of it breaking the second time was like 55%.
Jeez.
You had a better chance of it breaking after you getting it fixed than it not breaking. Then when they came out with the Elites, the chance of it breaking first was like 30%.
Yeah.
Breaking on the second time was like 31%. And then they're saying with the Slim that it should be near the PS3, which is at like 8%.
Yeah.
But I don't think they took the red brick of death into account.
And it's like, yeah, it's not even been out for very long. It's been out for like a week.
So this is, I mean, it's obviously just with the testing they did, but apparently that something like this didn't come up in the testing because this shouldn't happen.
Yeah, they shouldn't break. And if they ever do break, it should be from like too much dust or something ridiculous that's out of their control that, you know, could happen to any console. But if it's their own, like, I don't see how they've not, like, with all these new updates and, you know, updated consoles where they change the insides or whatever, it's like, the Red Ring, from my understanding, is overheating and it takes, like, the soldering away or something ridiculous.
The new Xbox actually shuts down when it starts getting too hot.
Yeah, I heard about that. But yeah, like, they do that and it's like, okay, you fix my Xbox, but you're giving me essentially the same chances as before. Like, okay, so you solder or whatever, you fix the overheating of what it's damaged, but you're giving me essentially the same thing that I had before. It's like, there's no, I don't know, that's just annoying to me.
I know when I get my new Xbox, I'm going to not only put it in a well-ventilated area, which actually my Xbox is in a pretty well-ventilated area. It's like right above my vent. Yeah. So, especially in the summertime, there's cold air blowing up near there. I'll probably try and get like a little fan to put behind it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the intercooler that you can snap on because apparently those things can melt to your Xbox.
Yeah, I have one of those and I stopped using mine after I heard about that.
So, yeah, I did too, and I would like, I would use it sparingly. Like, I wouldn't have it on all the time. Like, if I knew I was going to play it for a few hours, I'd put it on, but I'm going to put, like, a fan. I should get one of those new Sharper Image fans. It's just, like, a tube, and it blows air out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because there's, like, no fan blades, it doesn't make a really loud sound. But Sharper Image is all just, like, heady crap.
Microsoft. It's so annoying. Like, with an N64, a PlayStation, Super Nintendo, Sega, Dreamcast, blah, 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 like, that shit wasn't, like, as prevalent.
I think this goes back to what I said earlier about new systems wanting to have cutting-edge technology that's not perfected yet.
Yeah.
Because the Nintendo, that stuff was stuff we knew how to do.
Yeah.
And up to the, you know, up to the PS2, you know? They had that shit down. They're like, this is our testing. This is stuff we've been working on. It's in here. It works. It's not going to break. But with the PS3 to some extent and the Xbox 360 especially, it's like, hey, we got this new thing. Should we test it? Fuck no. Stick it in. And it's just like, you get all the stuff, but you don't perfect it before you put it in your console.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's fucking Microsoft. I don't know what else to say about that. It's like, how could a company do that? But the thing is, like, they're still going to be just as profitable. Or I can't say profitable because they lose money for all these broken systems that they have to fix for free, but even then, I don't know. It's just normal that when something like that should happen, they should like either refund everybody's until that console is no longer used, like, you know, years ahead, like I said, or just fucking say, okay, those are all on back order. Let's make a new fucking 360 and refund people with a new one that works. Shit, giving us more things that are gonna break just the same is pointless. You're just stalling, basically. You're stalling till you get a new system, but you're giving us only a 3-year stall, technically, till we have to pay you another $300 or $200. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. All right, do you want to talk about MMOs?
Go for it. I don't know. What do you mean?
It's PC and massively multiplayer online games you may have missed from E3.
Are you asking whether you should say?
Yeah,
talk about
should we do this article?
I could care less about
me too.
MMOs.
Alright, hey, another thing about the 360 Slim. Got a review from digitaltrends.com, gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It finally has an edge on the PS3, which is that built-in wireless N.
Yeah.
It's the fastest wireless Wi-Fi connection in any console.
Yeah.
Which I can't wait to get.
Yeah.
I love fucking fast connection. Yeah. Yeah. Especially because I'm going to get a new router to match it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have wireless G, which means I can only get up to wireless G on the. Added Ethernet ports, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not major, but they added optical audio, which I'm going to love when I get my surround sound, mm-hmm. because it's the absolute best audio output you can get. And it has an HDMI port, which is nothing new, but my Xbox doesn't have an HDMI port.
Yeah.
So I've never had HDMI, even though my TV supports it. And it's not that much smaller than the 360. Like, they have them side by side, and they're not... I mean, it's smaller, yeah, but it's not a lot.
I did hear a sound comparison, and that was good. Like, of how loud the actual games being played are. And that was pretty nice.
Was it nice and quiet?
It was, like, yeah, it was cut down by at least half, like...
Nice.
It was pretty good. Because I saw an unboxing, so all that stuff you listed, I heard about and stuff. And they also, I don't know, is there more to the list you were reading from?
There's just other...
Like, there's, like, cool things that it's, like, a touch sensitive to power on and to open it. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever played PS3 or opened it or anything like that? You know, you just got to, like, touch it. You don't actually press anything.
Yeah.
That's how that is, too.
Nice. I like that. What I don't like is it's tray loading still and not slot loading.
Yeah.
Because, it sends a tray out because I think it's because they, like, have an Xbox 360 on the tray.
Yeah.
Just move it somewhere else and give us slot loading because... Yeah. It's not major, so it's just a little gripe, but at the same time, it's just so much sleeker to have slot loading. This mentions, when the Xbox 360 originally debuted against the Sony PlayStation 3, it did so with somewhat similar hardware, but several less bells and whistles at the time seemed like a great move, as the PS3's price put it out of reach for most gamers, and where areas like the additional add-ons for the Xbox 360 could be purchased anytime. Price was definitely one of, if not the major factor, in giving the 360 a commanding lead on the PS3 from start. But times change. The more things are manufactured, the cheaper they become. And as PS3 dropped in price without sacrificing its features, its sales have quickly risen. In answer, Microsoft has followed suit and released a new model with the new features that allows it to compare with the PS3. The PS3 actually didn't add anything when they made it slim. They took away stuff.
Yeah.
The hard drive
slimmed it down.
I don't know if the hard drive was smaller, but they took out USB ports, and they took out backwards compatibility, I think.
Yeah.
But, regardless, apparently the hard drive is different, and they said it looks like it's kind of difficult to get out.
Yeah, I saw that. It's like, it's actually in the console instead of, like, just attached to the side. You gotta open, like, kind of like that vent, weird little hole vent thing that normal 360s have. You gotta, like, open something like that with your fingernail, then... You gotta, like, pull on this tab, and you pull it out of the 360. It's really weird looking. So, yeah. It seemed weird.
Let's see. Performance and testing. Conclusion. The new design looks great. The 360 was due for an overhaul. Yes, it was. And the designers did a great job on it, as with anything. Some will love the design, some will hate it. But the most should find it a pleasing change. But looks alone aren't likely to sell consoles. If there's one single feature worth touting, it's the inclusion of Wi-Fi, which really does make a big difference. Yeah. The quieter sound is a nice touch. The 250GB hard drive is great and is a great selling point. While its new unit is unlikely to make anyone go out and buy one if they already own a relatively new 360, I was going to buy one anyway, but my 360 was not new. It was old.
Yeah.
And then it broke. It might convince older users that managed to win with the proverbial lottery by avoiding the red ring of death. Once again, that's not something I avoided. I had to get mine fixed, but good thing the 55% chance of mine re-breaking didn't have... Well, I guess it did, but it wasn't red ring.
Yeah.
Perhaps the biggest negative that people will focus on is the comparison between this model and the PS3, which is the same price but features built-in Blu-ray player. I can't really make a decision because I've never really cared about Blu-ray.
Yeah, me neither.
So I guess I'm not the person to talk to about... if Blu-ray is a big factor. $300 is reasonable for the new 360, but Blu-ray might be enough to sway new gamers that are still deciding between systems toward the PS3. That is more of a pro for the PS3 than a con for the 360, though. If you're looking for a new console and Blu-ray isn't your thing, then you won't be disappointed with the redesigned Xbox 360. Oh, there, I didn't really need to read all that because they bullet-pointed the highs and lows. Highs, good price, includes a 250GB hard drive, looks cool, is much quieter, built-in Wi-Fi. They said, I like how they went to like a glossy finish instead of that matte finish.
That's nice.
But they said it smudges really easily. Like, are there smudges on the back of my laptop here? Yeah, it's really easy to smudge. Lowe's, an odd way to move the hard drive that could potentially cause problems. No high definition connectivity without additional purchase, which means an HDMI.
Yeah, cable. They don't come with.
That's kind of lame, but from what I've read, an HDMI cable is an HDMI cable.
Yeah.
Like a low end one is probably just as good as a monster cable.
Yeah.
With like gold plating. You can get one for like $6 that performs just as well as like a $100 one. No Blu-ray player, and fancy shine is easily smudged. So. All right, here's something we can talk about. E3 shooters you may have missed. I know we play more shooters than we do MMOs, so. Yeah. If Austin was here, I probably would have done the MMO one, but. Oh, what's this first one? Blacklight Tango Down. It looks like fucking Call of Duty. It looks exactly like Call of Duty from the screenshot.
I think I've seen what you're alluding to or whatever you're talking about. I've actually seen that gameplay, and yes, I agree.
Next up is Conduit 2. I never played Conduit 1, did you?
No, it's for the Wii, I believe.
Is it? I heard it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it's actually, I heard it was good, and I heard the second one was even better.
Looks like XCOM, which kind of looks like Infamous mixed with...
Bioshock. Yeah. XCOM is made by the people that did Bioshock, and it actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah,
it's all in that 50s style or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to... Yeah, I was like, it's got a 50s style. What can I... 50s. I was about to say Fallout, but that was only because of the 50s style, not the gameplay, but Bioshock, yeah, that's good. Bulletstorm, which looks kind of interesting. The picture it has is a guy shooting someone's head off, and above him says headshot plus 50.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting. Finally, while it wasn't the bell of the E3 ball, AJ Glaser got to give Mindjack a quick scan. The game's confusing conceit didn't win AJ over the show, but unique gameplay may warrant another look down the line. With a name like Mindjack, how can you go wrong?
Are you jacking on in there, Bender?
No, don't come in. All right, 15 most powerful end-game bosses. Number 1, Final Fantasy XI. This boss can take 24 hours to kill. Or just boss. Jeez. Some bosses in general can take 24 hours to kill.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's an MMO, so.
Yeah.
Number 2, Robocorps from Contra 3. Number 3, Ridley from Super Metroid.
Yeah, the Contra and Metroid games are games I've always wanted to play. But I've never played.
I know, I've never played them either. Yeah, and that's something that's probably not very hard with emulators.
Whoops. There's your table bump.
That's all right, I bumped my mic earlier too. Number 4, Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid. This is the one where you had to switch your controller to the second player port.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it can, like, read your mind. Number 4, Kefka from Final Fantasy VI. Never played Final Fantasy VI. Number 6, Final Boss from Crisis. 7, Diablo from Diablo 1. 8, Shiva from Streets of Rage 2. Huh. Number 9 is Zodiark from Final Fantasy 12. Number 10, Shoden from System Shock. Number 11, Death from Castlevania. I never played Castlevania, but I played Castlevania 4, and it's pretty much a remake.
I don't think I've even played any of these games.
They're pretty fun.
I know I've played Castlevania. I think I played Streets of Rage 3, but I'm not sure.
The Cyber Demon from Doom 3. I played Doom 3, but I never made it the Cyber Demon. I remember playing Doom 3 at Tyler Tooze's house during his birthday when it was storming really bad. Number 13, Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Mike Tyson.
Number 14, Satan from Digital Deva Saga 2. And number 15, Yasmat from Final Fantasy 12.
Yeah, the only one I've played out of those was... Punch Out.
I was kind of hoping Leaper would be here for this list because there's a few on there I know he's played. But you ready for entertainment?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. You know what's not fun? Doing three quarters of the segments.
That's true.
Because sometimes I just like to sit back and play my soundboard and not have to constantly fucking read.
Yeah.
And look at articles and stuff. And video games took up like half the podcast already. It's almost like we should do a video games podcast.
Yeah. Huh. That's right. We should just do that.
Yeah. We should. Maybe we should talk it over with Lieber when his parents let him come out and play.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, what do you got?
Crappy stories. I don't know. It was slow news week for entertainment.
It was slow in like everything.
Yeah.
Like as they could hear earlier, you fans out there listening to this, that I couldn't find shit for news when I was scrolling through Dig.
Yeah.
Sports news was just predictable. It was World Cup baseball, and then video games news was slow as shit.
Yeah, I used Dig, and I ended up having to go to like 6 days ago just to get go through page after page up to been popular, made popular, whatever, 6 days ago, just to find enough to talk about. But anyway, yeah. Like that new intro music.
Thank you.
The wait is over. DC Comics announced their plans for digital comics distribution today, with comics now available on the iPad, iPhone, iTouch, and the PlayStation Network.
Yeah, dude.
So that's pretty sweet.
If I was a comic reader,
yeah, that
might sway me to the PS3.
Yeah, that's a pretty neat feature. And it's cool that they're going to digital comics finally. Or they're allowing it, whatever.
I'm sorry, I just don't get to play it when I'm talking.
12 days after Lady Gaga wound up in his box at Shea Stadium during a Mets game, Jerry Seinfeld has called her a jerk. And then some.
Oh, God.
Joking or no? Well, you decide. He says, "This woman is a jerk. I hate her," Seinfeld said during a WFAN radio interview on Monday. "I can't believe they put her in my box, which I paid for." See, Gaga dressed in a bra, and she was dressed in a bra, and she kind of like had this weird shirt. I think it was a Mets shirt or something, and it looked very skanky. I saw a picture. And she was swilling beer, was moved from her front row seat to Seinfeld's empty box without his knowledge after flipping off photographers.
Yeah, and I think she mentioned something like, "Why can't I just watch a baseball game?" No. You're dressing skimpy, causing a scene, and flipping off the cameras. Yeah. You're not watching a baseball game, you're getting attention.
Yeah. And then he goes on, "You give people the finger and you get upgraded? Is that the world we're living in now?" he said. So, yeah. I agree with him. That's kind of ludicrous that he pays for, a box, one of those special, whatever they call those, press box or whatnot.
I can see where they're coming from and the fact that they just wanted to get her away from the cameras.
Yeah.
You're probably caught in a hard place. It's like, if you kick her out, she's going to cause a scene and make a big deal about it. If you put her in Jerry Seinfeld's press box, Jerry Seinfeld's not the kind of guy that's going to cause a huge scene. Yeah. He's going to mention it, like you just read.
Yeah, he'll probably just laugh it off. And
so maybe they just had to take the lesser of two evils. But at the same time, yeah, you shouldn't get upgraded for being an attention whore.
Yeah, so that was kind of odd. Coming as a surprise to no one, Pixar's Toy Story 3 held on to the box office crown in its sophomore weekend, earning an estimated $59 million for a domestic coup de grace of, to date, of $226.6 million. Damn.
Can we just have $1 million of that, please?
I know, right?
Just give us $1
million. It really, even $0.6 million, we could take $600,000.
Could do that.
I would not complain about that.
I would not either. I would probably tell you what, you give us $600,000, put no interest on it. I will take my cut of it. The $200,000. Well, I guess Sleeper's not here, so fuck him. The $300,000.
Yeah.
And I will buy all new podcasting equipment, and then we'll make it big and we'll make money and I'll repay it. Just give me like 30 years.
There you go.
There we go.
So if you're listening, Pixar.
Yeah.
There you go.
If Pixar is listening, please help us out.
And next we got IGN's top 10 animated series of all time.
Ooh. Ooh. Is The Simpsons on this list?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I don't like
a lot of them are pretty well-known or obvious.
I don't like to make a ton of guesses on the top 10, because then I guess five, and only five are a surprise.
Actually, the only one that I find as a surprise, because I've never even heard of it, is 10, Neon Genesis Evangelion. I have no idea. I think it's some anime.
Oh, I think our buddy Evros likes that show.
He likes anime, so that probably.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a big deal in that community.
Okay. Number 9, The Flintstones.
Yeah.
Number 8, Futurama.
I was never a big Flintstones fan. I always liked the Jetsons.
I liked Flintstones. And the Jetsons, but I think I liked the Flintstones more. But I don't remember. 8, Futurama, which is back on TV, folks.
New episode. Did you watch them?
I watched the first episode because I instead of watching on the DVR, it was on again that night on replay or whatever. And I watched the first episode, but then the one where they're in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
But then I didn't see the second episode on next. It was like a replay of an old rerun episode. So yep. I just figured, maybe there isn't two new episodes.
When I looked on Comedy Central, it said new Futurama starting at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah.
And so I recorded the 9 o'clock at 9:30. But it was the 8:30 and 9 o'clock that were new.
Oh.
But I watched it online later.
Yeah, I need to do that. 7, Family Guy.
Yeah.
6, The Tick.
I'm kind of surprised Futurama's on this.
Yeah, it's IGN's list, so yeah. It's not the most, but yeah, that's what I thought at first, too. I'm like, Futurama, but then I guess IGN's a huge fan of Futurama, so they're number 8. It was a top 50, actually, but decided to read 10, so.
Yeah, it's a really good decision.
6, The Tick, so they must really like The Tick. That was a pretty funny. That was a pretty funny cartoon. 5, Beavis and Butthead.
All right, hold on. You be Beavis, and I'll be Butthead.
Okay. Ma! Ma! Quit it, Butthead.
I don't know what Butthead would say.
Boobs.
I just
I have a beer.
I just wanted that clip of us.
I just remember him saying that in Beavis and Butthead Do America. I have a beer. That's like all I can remember him saying. 4, South Park.
I've been watching a lot of South Park lately, and I forgot how great that show is.
Yeah, it is ludicrously
like even the
funny.
Seasons that, you know, a lot of people saw it as like it kind of went down for a
mediocre
little while, and then it came back recently because I thought the last couple seasons were really, really good.
Yeah,
even the mediocre stuff is very good compared to other shows.
3, Looney Tunes.
Love Looney Tunes. I've got like 20 gigabytes of Looney Tunes on my external hard drive.
2, Batman the Animated Series.
That was an awesome series.
It is. That is, like, it's got to be in my top 5. And number 1, The Simpsons. That's not really that hard. And the only thing I was surprised is it was either going to be The Simpsons or, like, Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Just because those are, like, very popular animated series. So, yeah. But their favorite is The Simpsons. And there you have it, folks. That is entertainment.
All right. That's entertainment. That'll do it for this podcast. We will not be here next Sunday because we will be in Dallas, Texas for SGC. We will not be here the week after either, just because I decided since I have 2 things in the can, we'll take 2 weeks off. And then the week after that, so it will be... We will be back July 19th. So on the 18th, when we're recording, will be our 1-year anniversary special. And then we'll go from there. We'll shed more light on things to come on the 1-year anniversary special. So, for Stefan, this is Matt, signing out.